Call Jim Doyle today and tell him you want to keep your job.
The ads for Scott McCallum just started running statewide. They're issue ads from the state Republican Party. They accuse Doyle of wanting to tax Wisconsin citizens from the cradle to the grave. They say Doyle wants to expand sales taxes to include diapers and wheelchairs.
When you die, Jim Doyle can even tax your casket and the flag he's raised with.
Let me say this as clearly as I can. Jim Doyle does not support raising any sales tax.
Jim Doyle's campaign director, Bill Christopherson, calls the commercials 100% lies.
Jim Doyle has said repeatedly that he won't raise taxes. He won't raise property taxes. He won't raise sales taxes. He won't raise income taxes.
But Governor Scott McCallum says Jim Doyle is going around promising new programs.
Jim Doyle knows the truth. The truth is that his proposals raise taxes dramatically in Wisconsin and cost this state jobs.
The Doyle camp is asking the governor to have the ads pulled off the air. McCallum says he won't.
The question for him to answer, and apparently he has answered, is whether he has any standards of truth at all, whether he has any integrity, whether there's anything he won't do or say to try to get elected. And apparently the answer to that is no.
He's called names, he's retorted by saying things, but the facts are he will raise taxes, and that's what these ads point out.
But there are dueling ads on TV now because Jim Doyle also just started airing a new round. His ads say, according to the State Fiscal Bureau, under Scott McCallum, property taxes have gone up 230% since 1986. But the State Revenue Department says population and salaries have also gone up during that time, so that if you look at the actual property tax burden, it's gone down 11% since 1986. Expect the dueling numbers game to continue. And then there's the money spent on the governor's race itself. This campaign is projected to be the most costly in state history, topping $30 million. The latest run of GOP ads for McCallum is the third just since the primary. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.